This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Glenn Shaw considers himself lucky to have a doctor. The Kinmount man recently learned that up to 500 patients will soon lose their family physician when Dr. Mimi Vanderleeden closes her practice at the Kinmount District Health Center in May.
So I was without a doctor for a while until I got in here. I just did without. I was lucky, I guess. I think I was to the emergency room once. Nothing much she can do about it. I don't know why she's leaving, but maybe she didn't suit her. Oh, I feel bad for them. That's a pretty important thing to have.
Dr. Vanderleeden's patients were notified about the closure of her practice last week via phone messages and mailed letters, causing many to take to social media to express their frustration and anger. Dr. Vanderleeden accepted the position at the Kinmount District Health Center in December of 2024 and began seeing patients in February 2025. She's only been treating patients here for just over a year, and patients weren't told the reason for the closure of the practice. Canoe FM spoke with Lois O'Neill Jackson, chair of the Kinmount District Health Center Foundation. She said the foundation is saddened about Dr. Vanderleeden's departure, but could not provide a reason other than suspecting that it was not a good fit for her there.
Dr. Vanderleeden has not told the foundation why she is leaving. I think she has just found that it wasn't a good fit for her. So it's unfortunate, and the foundation is very saddened by the fact that she is leaving. But we are doing our darndest to recruit another doctor as soon as possible so that patients are not left without a doctor for very long. As soon as the foundation found out, we requested that the doctor let her patients know right away as well, which is required.
O'Neill Jackson said the foundation, created more than 20 years ago, remains committed to bringing quality health care to the community. They've always been recruiting, and were looking to bring a third physician on board at the Kinmount District Health Center when they learned of Dr. Vanderleeden's departure. She added the board is working with both the County of Haliburton, the City of Kawartha Lakes, and the County of Peterborough physician recruiters for Dr. Vanderleeden's replacement. That could include possibly bringing a nurse practitioner on board as well.
We feel terrible that this situation has happened, that these patients are now unattached to, or will soon be unattached to, a physician. The foundation continues to be very hopeful that we will successfully recruit another physician in the, you know, not too distant future. We're working with the physician recruiters out of the City of Kawartha Lakes, the County of Haliburton, and the County of Peterborough to assist us in bringing a new physician to our area. And we really are really hoping that we'll find someone that will feel that our facility is a good fit for them and that they will stay here forever.
Shelby McLean has mixed feelings about the closure of Dr. Vanderleeden's practice. Like hundreds of other patients, she'll soon be without a doctor. But she understands that in life, things happen.
It's unfortunate, and we're in a rural area that already has a doctor shortage. It's very unfortunate, and I hope that whatever endeavor she's leaving for is successful, and I wish her all the best.
Dr. Vanderleeden will continue to see patients in person until April 29th, after which appointments will be by telephone only. She will officially close her practice on May 15th. In the meantime, O'Neill Jackson recommends local residents orphaned by the closure of Dr. Vanderleeden's practice to visit Healthcare Connect to find a new primary healthcare provider at ontario.ca/healthcareconnect.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.